Here's a podcast episode.
Eight.
Wow. That's fast. That's
almost
2 months.
Almost past the threshold.
Almost past the threshold of 10. This podcast is being filmed actually barely on Sunday, September 23rd. What day is September 23rd?
Being filmed.
The day of reckoning.
No. It's someone's birthday. 123rd birthday.
Oh,
yeah, Shigeru Miyamoto's
123rd
birthday.
It's Nintendo's birthday.
Yep. Okay, that hurt.
Okay?
I laid the chair down on my foot. Yeah, it's Nintendo's 123rd birthday. On this day in 1889, Nintendo was a what company?
Card company. Playing.
Yep.
Games.
In what city?
Kobe.
No,
you guys are wrong. It's Kyoto.
Kyoto,
Japan. And they had a sign out front that said.
I'm gonna say Shigeru.
The sign out front that said Nintendo Card Company, and it had like some scary word on it.
Like Haraf.
I saw
Harafune cards. Yeah, those are. They still sell those on Club Nintendo. So it's Nintendo's birthday. We're doing a podcast nice and late because this is the only time that actually worked for all of us over the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm here. Jack is here.
Hello, Rich.
Call me Dave. Laura's here.
Hello.
And speaking of Rich, I actually was just talking to. On Twitter, talking to Rich at IGN because he's writing a Resident Evil 6 review, and the demo came out for it, and everyone says it is just atrocious. Like, it's essentially just Gears of War. Like,
it's, Resident Evil 6?
Except not even Gears of War in the sense that you have to, like, think. It's just, you just run and gun and run through every single level, and, and the demo's, like, full of bugs, and it's not scary, and it's just horrible. Everyone is just... completely thinks it's absolutely terrible. So it looks terrible because I mean they're not zombies; they're like genetically modified super soldiers with sniper rifles.
Yeah, they have like guns.
It's basically zombies with guns.
And they made Leon Scott Kennedy so ugly.
And Ashley's back.
He's
I don't know
so
what she's doing,
ugly,
but.
And I'm really sad because they made him look like the new guy who plays Leon Scott Kennedy in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I saw that movie and I hadn't seen any of the other ones. It was so the Barry was in it. No, the live people one.
Oh, Ada Wong's in that movie.
Yeah, and Barry was too.
Barry.
And like Barry.
Where's Barry?
I don't even know. He was. It's a movie, but like.
It's a movie. You just said I don't even know. It's a movie.
Oh, that's not what I meant. I was just like, it was awful, and I was just so flabbergasted.
Yep. No, I mean, you wouldn't ever think that that's actually good, though. I mean, it's Resident Evil, what, Retribution?
I know, but, like, Leon Scott Kennedy's supposed to be, like, a hard...
But zombies are also supposed to be zombies,
but, like,
and...
no, but at the end, this isn't really a spoiler, at the end, he, like, puts his hand on Ada Wong's thigh and just, like, and then she just, like, picks it up
like
and
this.
Goes, like... And well, not like that exactly, but he like smiles, and then she like picks it up and like drops
it,
and he's
and
just
like a, ha ha ha, it's so
no,
funny.
No, he's just like,
Will you let her out? She wants to get out. Let her out.
Let her out of her cage.
No.
Okay, so, alright, fine, keep her down here, and then she'll come and kill all of us before you finish the podcast, but at least there'll be evidence.
Yeah.
Okay, so, this week, Laura, what did you play? Did you play anything worth talking about?
I finished Phoenix Wright Justice for All. And started Trials and Tribulations!
Very nice, very nice. How do you like Trials and Tribulations so far?
It's
oh, Kitty. Heavens to Betsy.
Okay, I'll let her out. Kitty, let's go.
Please do. Jack, why don't you talk about what you played while Laura runs away?
I played a little bit more Minecraft, actually.
You know what's funny? I was just playing that with, guess who?
Aisha.
Ted, did you see what she did?
I did.
Did you see the flowers?
I did.
And isn't it nice?
I did.
It's really nice. It was just a really... You should just touch the mic, Doug.
Oh, yeah.
It just looks really nice, and there's torches everywhere. She has her room. I built rooms for both of us if we want them.
Yeah.
Build one for me.
Okay. Yeah.
If anyone.
No, but the reason I haven't been playing is because you said you guys would help me move my stuff, and.
No, you can move your own goddamn stuff.
No.
Just move it. I built an entire mine rail, so you barely even have to walk.
Oh, okay.
You just have to build a mine cart, put a box in the mine cart, fill the box, and push it along. It's easy peasy. So. Yeah, no, I was like, and then I also had like a balcony thing, and I saw that you covered the trail out to the secret passage.
Yeah, I just made it.
So Nick hasn't found it yet. Ooh, nope. Is he gonna hear this?
I don't know, who cares?
The automatic tree farm, not automatic, just tree farm.
Yeah, and I just made it look nice and pretty.
I'm excited.
So, you made it look kind of ugly, no offense. It was just kind of like a bunch of trees, not much going on there. But it's nice, our base is really cool. So, Laura, back to you, what'd you play?
Just Trials and Tribulations.
Oh, well, very nice.
And I just started it, and I did the reset button, so everything, you can't skip everything. Because that was the problem with Justice for All. Because Jack was playing it, so I was holding down the button and I missed a lot of text.
Ah, well, that's no good because the text is how they talk. Okay, did you play anything else?
Nope.
Just a little bit of Resident Evil Revelations.
That's another thing people were saying is like they played that and they were like, hey, maybe Capcom's going to start making decent
that's
Resident
the thing.
Evils again.
That's the thing.
And then Resident Evil 6 came around and it's just horrible.
It's not in and of itself an amazing, amazing game, but it kind of just, like, you know, it was a little bit of a compilation of, you know, kind of like what. This game that we're
looking at, Brothers Wii?
A little bit of a compilation of like a lot of things from the franchise.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. No,
yeah,
but at least
it's
a decent game.
You know,
and then those are the only two things you really played aside from this.
Aside from what I just did right now.
Super Mario Brothers.
A little bit
Wii.
Of yeah.
Right. Okay. I played a lot of Super Mario World, which we'll talk about later.
Yep.
A little bit of new Super Mario Brothers Wii, which we'll talk about later. A lot of bit of well, not a lot of it, but enough Minecraft, which is going very well. A little bit of Grand Theft Auto 3, actually, which is just bad. I don't really like it. I don't know why I bought it. I don't like those games, but whatever.
Yeah.
I think I bought it because I was hoping for some reason that there would be a way to skip the entire story and just mess around. Because that's all I want to do. I just want to grab an airplane and go flying around Liberty City, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not really Saints Row.
But, no, it's not. Oh, well. You know there's a giant underwater rabbit, I know, in Saints Row 2? There's, like, a sign you can find that's just an arrow that points out to sea, and if you follow it really far, you find an island with another arrow, and then one more, and if you keep going straight, this just giant inflatable, like, pink rabbit floats out of the sea and just bobs there until you shoot it. And then the beginning of Saints Row 3, you see a boat coming in, and they have this giant rabbit, like, tied down, as though they caught it, just as a little Easter egg sort of thing.
That's
so
wonderful.
It is. It's pretty nice. So I think that's all I played. I didn't play anything else. I didn't play Mario Galaxy 2. I didn't play...
I didn't play
Tekken Tag Tournament.
Oh, I found a bunch of old DS games in one of my little drawers.
Oh, I played some Mario Kart 7.
A bunch of old ones, and I did not even know I owned, like, Super Mario 64 DS.
You own that?
Yeah.
That's a cool game.
And I own, like...
It's kind of a butt game, actually.
Mario Party DS, and, like...
Yeah, that's actually a fun game. I like that one.
New Super Mario Bros. DS.
Yeah, that's a kind of dookie game.
Well, yeah, but I didn't even know I had these
games. Now you can play
it. And Brain Age! I found Brain Age.
Brain Age is a fun game.
And
Demon Training is coming out
soon. I should
have
brought that because now I need to do my...
Gotta do your brain training. I want to get my demon training done.
Yeah.
Okay, so if that's all that we're talking about, we're just going to run through some news. There's actually quite a bit to talk about. Feel free to chime in. We'll ask you some questions. Okay. What were we talking about last week with the Wii U? What was, like, really good that was happening with the Wii U?
Most titles. Multitude of.
No, but what was, like, happening? What, you know, something that could have happened or could have not happened that ended up happening?
Refresh my memory.
Pre-orders sold out everywhere.
Oh, okay, yes.
And finally, the last of the physical locations, Toys R Us, pre-orders are gone. Almost all online stores, pre-orders are all sold out as well, except some of the basic bundles, but the deluxe bundle, sold out everywhere.
Yeah.
You can get on a wait list at GameStop if you're part of the premium members program, but otherwise you're SOL for the time being.
Phew.
And you gotta
wait
outside. So that's good news. Good news. Even though Pactor says he's I forgot to show you this. I'll show you this in a minute. Even though Pactor says that he thinks, you know, we can't judge it based on that because we don't know how many, you know, pre-orders they allowed. So it could be, you know, 10. Maybe they just 10 pre-orders and then they cut it off. Or maybe,
and he's right, actually.
No, he's got a completely valid point. But he was like, I think it could only be 400,000. And I'm like, that's kind of a lot. 400,000 is a pretty good chunk of change. So, I don't know. That's just me. But, okay. I wanted to mention that we did an interview with Broken Rules, the developers behind such games as Chasing Aurora, which is coming out later. And, anybody know? And Yet It Moves.
And yeah.
On WiiWare. They were pretty cool. They told me that they think piracy is not too stupid, but something about piracy. So go read it. That was fun.
They're saying that the approach that the industry takes towards piracy is stupid.
Okay, Reggie says something that I think is a little bit silly. He says hardware performance doesn't impact third-party support of a system.
That's actually just it's
completely the opposite. He's being very, yeah. very politician-y.
Because tech specs impact a lot of Call of Duty gamer demographic.
Exactly. You know, so he was just saying, we don't think that's how it is. We, blah, blah, blah. The Wii U's had plenty of games in the last 2 years. Blah, blah, blah. He's just playing politician. And I thought that was a little bit silly. But Kotaku did a good job. They came out and they said, 2010 and 2011 and now 2012 haven't really had any games. PlayStation and Xbox have had plenty of games. And Reggie was like, oh, you're not counting Skyward Sword then. He's like, all right, fine. That's Skyward Sword. There's one. And Reggie was like, I'll get you some more. So they came up with a list of Skyward Sword, Mario Party 9, Donkey Kong Country Returns, Kirby's Epic Yarn, Kirby's Return to Dream Land, and let's see, Kirby's... I guess the collection, but that's an account. And Fortune Street. So a collection of 6 games came out in 3 years, three of which were good. So they had one good game every year. And Reggie's like, that's plenty.
If you're getting 2010, there. But I mean,
I don't know. It seems like he's kind of trying to be like,
yeah.
Oh, we're doing fine.
Well, didn't Donkey Kong Country Returns come out in 2010?
Did it? I don't know. Let's find out.
Did not.
Donkey Kong Country Returns came out in 2010. Yeah, you're right. December.
Yeah, so
November. Sorry.
That's the same year as Mario Galaxy 2.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. But the point is that over the last 2 years, we hasn't had anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So Reggie playing politicians. It's good. Darksiders 2, which is coming out on the
Wii U.
The Wii U can be played just on the gamepad if you want, because it's a 360? No, 360 PS3 game.
Yep.
So you might as well be able to play it there. And DLC will be available on the eShop day one, which is good news, because that means DLC will be available for people to use if they want. So here's a nice game. I'm just going to show you a screenshot. This is not our game that we're going to play today, but what game is this?
That is Mario 3DS.
It's not. It's an iOS game that a developer came out with, and it's kind of weird. So it's called Mario? It's called 3D Cartoon Land Safari. So the weirdest thing about I bought it. It was $1, so I was like, I'll just buy it before Nintendo takes it off the App Store. Because it's clearly a ripoff, overalls, everything. It's horrible. There's no sound effects. The controls are terrible. The AI is terrible. The Koopas, and literally turtles with red shells, look just like Koopas, will walk up to you, but they will pause when they get to you. So if you jump up in the air, they just all pause under you, and you can just jump on every single one as they all gather below you, and same with Goombas. So it's horrible, and it's built like 3D Land in the sense that you need 3D to see how far away things are. You can't tell. So you'll be jumping in a platform, and it looks like you're going to land, and you just go right in front of it. Just fall. And this happens every level. It's absolutely horrible. But the weirdest thing is that it's completely silent, except a really, sort of beautiful, just piano, solo piano, piece that plays. And it's just this really nice sort of, Titanic meets Fragile. Just this
weird.
Really weird solo piano piece that just loops. No sound effects, just that. It's weird. You'll have to play it later.
Yeah,
it's,
I'm gonna play that. Oof.
Weirdest thing. Go buy it, it's great. Wii U Chat was listed on the back of the Wii U box, which is the name of the service that lets you communicate through videos on the screen. It's like Skype. Probably, or audio if you want. I guess if you didn't want video, you could just put your hand over the camera or something. Guy who works on Pokemon says they're not doing Pokemon Snap 2 because he thinks it's stupid. I know, whatever. Burger King is coming out with Wii U toys, just like they did with the Wii.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the Wii toys were. I think it was Excite Truck and Mario or something stupid. I don't know if it's going to be Zombie U and something.
But
they are. New details of Zombie U, which is these details. I posted these on September 18th, which was 5 days ago. And these details are the ones that made me go, that's the game I'm getting. The people, VG247, who are very nice guys. They are actually one of those sites that isn't just stupid.
Yeah.
They say it is brutally difficult. It's like the Dark Souls of zombie games, if you know what Dark Souls is.
Demon's Souls, yes.
It's the same. It's the sequel to Demon's Souls. It mixes, this is a quote from them, mixes the continuous dread of amnesia, very scary, with the unforgiving nature of Dark Souls. Which, first of all, if those two things are true, definitely going to buy it. Cricket bat is your default weapon. Your shotgun, there's a shotgun. Flashlight is essential if you're walking around the sewers to get to other places in the city, but it runs out of power very quickly and recharges very slowly. So, you have on the bottom screen a motion detector that'll beep, but it will detect squirrels, it will detect fish, it will anything that moves, it'll detect. So if it's pitch black and you don't have a flashlight, and it detects movement at, like, 6 feet in front of you, you don't know what it is, so you just, you know what I mean? And if you're in the water, waist deep, your guy has to take off his backpack and hold it above his head, so you can't use any weapons. So it's just like, oh man, this game's gonna be good.
Yeah, no, I'm not getting that. I'm too nervous.
One zombie with your cricket bat. There are heavy hits and light hits. Guess how many heavy hits it takes to kill a zombie?
Like 10.
6. So, and each one takes, you know, 2 to 3 seconds to implement.
Yep.
So if there's more than one zombie, essentially cricket bat is not a good idea. But that's your default weapon. Limited inventory slots like Resident Evil 1. There are safe houses where you can put items in, so if you go die, your other character can get back to the safe house. But if you die, what happens?
You
go back to the beginning of the game.
Like
start as a new survivor. Yep.
Yeah.
You get one. You can get bit once, and then you get one sort of like a syringe that saves you, and then after that, that's it. And here's something I really like. I mean, you can upgrade weapons, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? You when you respawn, you start with your cricket bat, a flashlight, and a pistol with 6 bullets. And that's all you get.
And I'm guessing one precise shot will kill a zombie.
To the head, yep. Yes. Unless it's wearing a helmet, in which case you have to hit the helmet off of the cricket bat and then shoot it in the head. So you can upgrade weapons, but if you get zombified with your upgrade weapons, it's lost with the zombies. So you either have to go back and kill the zombie, but the chances are, if you die, there was probably more than one zombie, and if you just got respawned, you only have 6 shots in a cricket bat, so you don't want to go back and try and get it. So then your question is, do you upgrade, or do you wait and sort of keep gathering resources and putting them in your safe house, and then upgrade when you die again, because you're bound to die multiple times? That's the question. That's where the tension comes. Well, not the only tension. You can leave graffiti messages on the walls for your friends online, but the graffiti messages you can't write like penis. It's you have a selection of certain symbols that you can combine to try and portray messages. So like an arrow and a thumbs down will say don't go this way, or you can trick your friends obviously and say yeah, this is a good way to go, and there's like a bunch of zombies over there. Which I think is a much better implementation than specifically letting people write zombies over here, secret thing over here. It's like you have to sort of try and communicate using these limited set of 10 or 15 symbols on the wall. And then, of course, when you die, there's a chance that your survivor will respawn in one of your friend's games as well, and your friends can go kill them if he so desires.
It would be funny if they ironically had a penis symbol.
That would be pretty silly, because that's the one thing everyone would draw if they let them. And it's M-rated, you could do it. So it's sort of like you're playing online without playing online. Yeah. So it's like you're playing interacting with other people without being physically with them, which I think would make it much scarier.
Mm-hmm.
So these details, I was like, gonna get that game. Gotta get it. And the multiplayer mode, definitely gotta get it. You know, the whole one person places zombies and the other person gets to shoot.
Yeah.
I'm excited. It's gonna be good.
Sounds, possibly AAA.
So, does anyone here know how the Wii U's online works from a technical standpoint?
I haven't heard a thing. Is it going to be more like the PSN where you?
It's going to be more like PSN, probably similar to that as opposed to Xbox.
Aside, hopefully not the divulging your credit card information.
Yes, hopefully not that. Well, it's okay if you don't understand the technical side of it, because the developer of Tekken Tag Team Terrific Tournament 2 says, "I also don't understand how it's working, but we're working with Nintendo to figure it out." So. Even the developers are like, how did they set this up? And they don't even get it. So then they have to be like, Nintendo, can you come set this up for us? Because I don't know if it's just complicated or it's too, you know, different or what the deal is.
And I mean, this system will be implemented through 2017, 2018. So if they get it as badly as it was with Super Smash Bros. Brawl...
Oh, that will never, ever happen. They would never do that. Ever.
Which, basically, I don't consider Super Smash Bros. Brawl having an online.
Nope, I just ignore it. I can't do it. Some people say it's not that bad, and I'm like, you are crazy. No, it is horrible.
It's just it doesn't have an online mode.
Essentially. And that's fine. Like, I don't mind, but it's just
as good as, you know, contemporary.
I'm sure it'll be, because I mean later in the Wii's life even it was as good as contemporary. Like Mario Kart's fine. Black Ops was honestly just fine. But the difference is that on Xbox, if you're paying for it, you get a good connection pretty much no matter what. But the Wii is really heavily dependent on how much bandwidth is being used in your house, how fast your internet speed is, etc., etc. So
certainly true.
Zombie U developers, we're almost done. With the news. Zombie U developers said that the Wii is the most innovative system on Earth, or the Wii U is the most innovative system on Earth currently. Yay. They said they're not trying to innovate or reinvent the survival horror genre. They're trying to pick out the things that are good about it and recycle them, because they say it's sort of died off in the last X number of years, which is good. I'm fine with that. They said, we're making something fresh with the most innovative console, the Wii U's the most innovative system for the moment on Earth. They didn't have to make a big innovation on their side. It was all the system. The system sort of just made innovation happen, because you have to implement the controller. So I was like, hey, another point for Zombie U. Gonna get that. Here's some good news. If you could have anything on the downloadable shop on Wii U, what do you think you would want on there? Not games, but like...
The ability to...
download a certain system's games.
GameCube
games. Reggie says, I would love for that to happen, but we have nothing to announce right now. Which is sort of the answer that he gave about the 3DS Virtual Console. And now they have a Virtual Console.
Huh. I think that will be.
Ooh, that'd be good. Ooh. Imagine just having Eternal Darkness, $15. Boom.
Ooh, imagine this. Mario Sunshine. Ooh.
Mario Sunshine, Wind Waker, Metroid Prime 2.
Except they won't do that because there's a disc for Wii, but yeah.
Oh, that's true, yeah. But, man, that would be awesome. That would be so awesome. I hope they do that
since, you know, I mean, like, it's not a big deal, but, like, not having the...
That's a pretty big deal. If they put GameCube games on the Virtual Console.
I mean, that's a big deal, but I'm saying, like... That's awesome. Especially because...
That's good stuff. GameStop says they are seeing... I'll just read this. Demand for the Wii U has been off the charts, and we know many of our PowerUp Rewards members... Oh, I don't care. You're just selling stuff to us.
What about any news about Resident Evil 6?
It's not for Nintendo systems, so we're not going to talk about it.
Okay, we're not talking about it.
It's awful.
Other than it's awful, they said the GameStop, all the GameStop higher-ups said it's overwhelming demand, it's off the charts, so much demand for the Wii U. No, for the Wii U. What are you talking about? Sorry. Oh, you're sorry. Okay, I see what happened there. You remember the ad with Kevin Butler, the Wii ad? He was photoshopped out of it for the next iteration. He used to be standing right behind this lady, and he's not there anymore. He's taken out of it for some reason, which is pretty silly. Remember that Bayonetta 2 was getting death threats?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Developers came out and said Bayonetta 2 would not exist without Nintendo at all. So, shut up.
And finally... I thought you were going to say that they were canceling it.
Nah, we're canceling it. Death threats, you guys are stupid. Game's off the shelf. It's only for the Virtual Boy. okay, so here's kind of one of the news stories that sparked a bit of controversy. Talking about the Wii U, the people developing Tekken... Oh, no, I'm sorry, Dynasty Warriors. he says, the visuals are great, and as is being able to improve them, we have had to deal with the lower CPU power compared to the PS3. But the GPU, which controls graphics, is much better. Here's the thing about that. Everyone was like, why would they have a lower CPU? That's absurd. That's ridiculous. I mean, technically it's more, but they have to split it because of the other screen. Mm-hmm. So it works out to be less. But the interesting thing is that the SNES, which has better graphics than the Genesis, more or less, later in its lifetime, also had a weaker processor than the Genesis. But the difference is that when Nintendo develops their consoles, or with the SNES in particular, and I think with the N64, but that didn't really matter because the competition was... PlayStation graphically, which wasn't too much. They allow developers to put much more load on the GPU in a different architecture way. So I don't know the specifics of it, obviously, because I'm not a developer.
Probably get a bunch of comments.
Same thing I did last week.
Big dumb idiot.
But something about the SNES allowed people to use the GPU in a different way to take on different roles. So the CPU didn't need to be nearly as powerful, which is why, in the end, SNES had over technically better games. It had, you know, more things going on at once, better graphics, etc. So a lot of people were bringing that up, saying, well, it's probably the same way, because Nintendo's consoles are always, you know, they're not developed like PCs, like Xbox and PS3 are developed. They're more straightforward.
Especially Xbox.
Nintendo's consoles are kind of just like, I don't know how they develop them. Who knows?
In a magical factory.
In a magical factory where there's harvest Nintendium from the souls of the innocent. Okay, that's everything for news. Any questions?
Nope.
Nothing?
I was going to say something, but I didn't think it'd be funny, so I'm not going to say it.
Then it's fine. Onwards 2, what's section number 2? Any guesses?
Game. It's our game.
No, it's not a game. It's a discussion time.
Okay.
First discussion. What has happened to 2D Mario games and how to fix them? This was an article I wrote earlier this week, which I think you read and you did not, because you don't care about me and you do care about me.
Hey!
And in it, I essentially said the number one issue with the new Super Mario Brothers series of games is that they're not hard enough, purely because when a game is harder, you die more. When you die more, you have to play levels more often. When you have to play levels more often, it's more memorable. And the more you play more levels, the more magic seems to happen on its own, because the more you notice things, the more secrets you find, the more stuff you learn about.
The more you become familiar with the nuances.
Exactly. So there are two sides to this. Number one, it needs to be more difficult so you die more.
Plus you get more lives than the new ones.
Right. Like, but you also need to get game overs and have to go back several levels and then play through several levels again, right?
Even though it's annoying then, it's very much...
Because if you play a level, even if you die 30 times on a level, if you play it all in one big chunk and you go on, and I use the analogy of if you practice piano for 10 hours a day for 10 days straight versus practicing 1 hour a day for 100 days straight, same amount of time put in, but because you spaced out each time you played, you learn a lot more. You remember a lot more of how to play the piano.
I was going to post a piece of evidence that would... Like a specific case that where that is not
is it
true.
One case?
Yes.
What case?
It was like this video I saw of like these North Korean children, like maybe 5-6 years old, very good guitar players.
Yeah, but did they learn by doing 10 hours a day for 100 days?
Probably.
Or 10 hours a day for 10 days and then seeing how they stacked up against someone who did it for an hour a day for 100 days.
14-15 hours a day for
years since they were 6 months old.
Ugh.
Yeah. But terrific.
Right, no, I completely, that's understandable. But, so my point is that not only does it have to be harder so it's more memorable, because tension is created through difficulty, tension gets your adrenaline going, adrenaline gets your memory better.
Yeah.
That's science for you. It's a little bit of science lesson for you.
Yeah, slipping under the beams.
Slipping under the beams. But alternately, why are you crying?
Because of my eye.
Your eye is just so sad. Okay. But alternately, you also have to space it out. You can't play a level a bunch and then get past it because you have 100 lives to waste and you waste 20 of them, so it's much more efficient to die 5 times and then have to wait a little bit and get back to it, die 5 times and then die 5 times 4 times to get 20 lives than it is to waste 20 lives on one level all at once. You won't remember it as much.
Mm-hmm. And that in and of itself does not necessarily make a great platformer, but that's just
it
one
doesn't.
Way that, you know, heuristically it has in the past.
But the other piece of evidence I pulled up is that I played through this game the first time I played through it as someone would Super Mario Brothers 1. So if I ever got a game over or I ever had to turn off the system, I would start the whole game over and play through it again. So when I beat the game, I played through from start to finish, boom. And I used cannons and stuff because eventually you find all the secrets and you're like, oh, I know where that is. And then you can shoot and get through it. But I find that my opinion of the game is or was much higher than most other people's. I mean, yours is the one that I know most closely, but most other people's opinions, mine was much higher. And I think that lends itself to the creed. The idea that repetition, spaced repetition, creates better memory, which in turn lets you find cooler things, which in turn makes you like the game, which in turn makes it seem more magical.
There has to be, though, an actual... the developer actually would have to have put in, you know, elements for you to latch it to.
Right.
You know.
You're not going to find Call of Duty magical, no matter how many times.
I mean, I don't know about that, but...
Maybe we just need to play Call of Duty over and over again more.
No, I mean,
maybe
like,
the first
I good
time
memories
you play
playing
Call
of Duty 2.
Yeah, but not magical memories.
Not
it's much different.
Not Modern Warfare 2, not Call of Duty.
Halo was magical when we were doing the...
Yeah, but no, that's not magical. That's memorable, but magical
it's
in the
magical.
Super Mario World sense is much different than magical in the Halo 3 multiplayer sense. Much different. So, this game, however... I found lots of secrets. Like you said, I said you missed a secret there. You didn't know about it. I bet if you knew about it, you
would have. No, but that was because I didn't care, and I didn't actually try.
But if you would have tried, and you would have had to play more, you would have done more exploring,
no, like,
and
I
you would have cared.
I could have just found it, but that was a bad case, but I don't know exactly what you mean.
So if we play it right after the show, you're going to... The show.
Yeah.
You're going to find it.
It'll be the show. Find it.
That should be their slogan. MLB The Show 13. Find it.
Yeah.
In your spot. And that'll be how it
like
goes.
Hit the game. Like an Easter egg hunt.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, they'll put it like in Best Buy. They'll like hide it under shelves and stuff. MLB Pro 13. Find it. And then you go there and you're like, hey, I want to buy it. And they're like, hey, you got to find it. Go start looking because there's one in the bathroom, in the toilet. There's some in the ceiling. So you've got to find it. Well, that's what we'll do. We'll see if you can find it. But I do find that if you would just play it more, if you were in the mood for 2D Mario, like I am right now, really in the mood, hence why I'm playing this and Mario World, I think you'd like it a lot more because I think there's a lot more to love here than you're paying attention to, I think. You know what I mean?
No, do you think that might be this, true? This little playthrough we've had, I've seen a lot, honestly.
It's better than you remember, because yes. You were probably clouded by Mario Bros. DS.
Yeah, and the thing, like, I can say concisely, New Super Mario Bros. Wii is easily the best of the New Super Mario Bros. Series.
And that being said, to lend to my point of, I think it might be part of the fact that it is a console Mario game, because handheld Mario games tend to be kind of dookie.
Yes, that's another thing, is like, you know, maybe we were expecting too much, because honestly, we looked at it, handheld Mario games are actually usually dookie.
Yep, like, but I don't think I can remember a single, unless they like port Mario World to like, Game Boy Advance.
I love the music in Mario Land, the first Mario Land.
But it's kind of a bad.
But honestly,
gameplay wise,
yeah.
Kind of some dookie. What are you going to do? And so I posted this in several different places, and the best discussions I had easily were on Reddit. Like, you can see these are big, long, like, post discussions that we had about it. And this guy said, the one point that I think he's just completely wrong on, he says, oh, well, these games take place in the same world, so it's okay that the love or the music is all exactly the same and the enemies are all exactly the same. And I'm like, what? That's not okay to me. Because you know whose budget was way smaller in 1990? Nintendo's. And you know what they did? Every game had original-looking Goombas, even. The Goombas were changed, which they are, again, in Mario Bros. U, new Goombas. Music was different. The level design was different. Well, to an extent.
No, it was.
Between the first four games, yeah, but after that, it's like...
Well, I mean, one and two, not, but yeah, I mean, that was a sequel, but...
That I'm not okay with in any sense. You cannot copy-paste the music from the original Mario Bros. DS into this game, into the other game.
Yeah.
So I think that's complete just laziness on the side of the developer in every sense of the word.
Bunch of crap.
Bunch of crap. So, and even sound effects are the same. All, like, it seems like they actually, if you look, the sprites and stuff in U are different. They're kind of weirder, more rounded, less detailed almost. And, you know, like kind of we said it's almost Paper Mario Skyward Sword-ish at times. The character models, I mean, they're hard to see because they're tiny, but they're kind of the same way. They don't quite look just like Mario Galaxy.
But you can tell they actually had an idea and implemented
it,
as opposed
put
to
it in.
Copy-pasting.
So, that's the one thing that there is no... He has no good points on that.
I mean, they shouldn't be lauded just for doing like what they
no,
should
actually. No, because tons of people do that. Like, developers do this left and right, but...
But, I mean...
I don't know. Maybe I just care a lot about...
for actually having a good aesthetic.
That's just how it is. But what are you going to do? Is there any other... What points do this people say? No.
What points do people say?
Oh, here's the interesting thing. Is this is the guy who says... well, the new Super Mario... Well, we are using Wii specifically. Well, it may seem like a blur to you. I specifically remember levels, and he listed off the spike ball infested hell, which I actually do remember with a ton of spike balls rolling back and forth as you lift up the tower.
I do remember that.
The infernal bone ride, the haunting crystalline nightmares. Like, he lists off these things, and I'm like, he can't remember which levels are in which parts of Super Mario World. He says the Forest of Illusion levels just blend together to him, which to me is weird, because I'm playing through both right now, and it's like, I mean, I guess I'm not playing through this yet. I'm going to. But it's weird to me that he basically said, no, I feel the exact opposite. And you know what I mean? It's like, I can't see that, but I can't say he's wrong.
Yeah, no. Because
he's not.
You can't, no.
But it's like, where does he see this? And he says he's beaten this game 4-ish times. Maybe that's part of it, because he's played a lot. I don't know. I don't usually play games more than once, so I can't...
You played Resident Evil 4 more than once.
I played that like 25 times. Very rarely do I play a game more than once. I'm not going to play Mario World again, probably. I'm not... You know what I mean? Like, Mario 64, Star Fox, Resident Evil, I'll play more than once. Aside from that, not really too much.
I don't play games more than once.
I have to wait a long time in between playthroughs, because the problem is that then I go back and play, and I find the one really boring part, and I always quit during it, like playing Ocarina of Time. I'm like, I want to play it again, and I get to the water temple, I'm like, eh, done. I never beat it, I get there, and I stop. So, I can't do it. Same with Twilight Princess, I always get to a certain point, and then, like, happens, and I die, and I lose a bunch of data, and I'm like, eh, forget it. Who cares? I had to beat this game, but I thought that was really interesting. I got there were a lot of nice discussions about the state of 2D Mario and where it's going and where it's been. So, I will say I think it's better in the past, but I'm feeling hopeful a little bit. Maybe we're slowly getting better.
They have what's aggravating because they obviously have the ability to make a better game.
But they don't. I don't know what the deal is. But again, it's hard because we bunch the handheld ones in with the console ones, and maybe we shouldn't. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because imagine the handheld ones didn't come out and they put this out, people would be like, wow, this is pretty good. Like, if this was the first 2D Mario and we hadn't, we'd be like, that's pretty good, and I guarantee you the reviews would have been better. Not that they were bad. It's averaged like an 87 or something, but I guarantee you it would have been like, you know, 91, something around. You know what I mean? So, if you think about it like that, for what this is, it's pretty good.
And yeah, and when it came out in 2009?
I think, sure.
Yeah. that was kind of near the peak of when games ratings were very, what's the word?
Inflated?
Inflated. Yeah. No, actually, I've kind of sensed they're kind of deflating a little bit, which is good.
You think so?
Maybe I'm
Maybe wrong. Games are just getting worse? That's kind of the
side
of
them. That's true. No, because it's near the end of
it. Though, I think, yeah, people are coming and going, you know, I bet we could seem even cooler if we, instead of giving all 10s, we were like the guys who gave harder reviews like GameStop or GameSpot and Edge, who have been doing it for a while.
Giant bomb.
So, maybe that's the new trend. Maybe it just goes up and down, and that's why don't put review numbers. A lot of people are stopping that, actually. Kotaku, no, maybe 1UP. One of those sites doesn't do numbers anymore. I'm like,
right on. Well, I mean, they've been doing letters for a long
right
time.
Right on, brother.
Brother?
Yeah. No, they don't do letters. One of them just doesn't do any grading. They just have their review. And
was kind of, for me, one of the more notorious, like, people that would give everything an A+.
Yeah.
It should be 100.
Are you sure that's not EGM?
Yes. No, EGM also gives letters. But okay. One of us used to give
whatever
letters.
You say. Okay. Discussion number two. We actually have three. The third one's going to be really short. Discussion number two. Sony says, in response to the Wii U, let me read this quote. Well, we tell our PlayStation fans all the time. He was asked if they can compete with the Wii U. We tell our PlayStation fans all the time that what the Wii U is offering is something that Vita and PS3 can do quite easily together. Okay. Wait for a second. What are the differences between Vita and PS3 and Wii U?
That Vita is a completely different console thing? Or handheld
Yes,
console
but things that make it worse. What makes it worse than the Wii U?
The Vita?
No, the combination. Because they're saying that you can connect them.
Yeah.
So they're saying that the Vita and the PS3 can do everything that the Wii U can do. What's the downside to using PS3 here? Come on, you guys. This is easy. This is softball. We're playing T-ball in the park here.
I mean, I don't want to say the wrong thing. Like, there is.
I mean, no, because, like, there are things I see.
Okay,
but, like,
why would you rather have a Wii U than a Vita and a PS3?
Because it's Nintendo.
Library, game, library.
So, okay, first of all, yes, the point is that.
And also, the graphics are slightly better.
It can do it, but it won't do it. That's one thing. Okay, it can do that, but it won't have the games for
and
it.
And this is one that's not on there, but the graphics are slightly better.
What's another thing?
Graphics are slightly better than
Slightly better, sure.
But that's not.
How much would it cost to buy a PS3 and a Vita? $500.
Price.
Okay. How many games so far have you used them together?
Three.
None.
I don't know.
But some of them let you play PS3 games on the Vita. Here's the catch. They're not meant to connect wirelessly normally, so what they have to do is both connect to the internet, go through the internet, the PS3 streams like Killzone to the Vita, and there's like a half-second lag to try and play games. So it's worse than the HDTV trying to play like Mario. If you can get it to work. A lot of people say that, there's only like 6 games that do this anyway. They're really hard to get to work, and there's a bunch of lag when you do it. So, I'm sorry. No, it can't do what the Wii U can do quite easily. It can't do what the Wii U can do at all.
So, falsely promised functionality.
Falsely promised functionality. I think someone actually brought that up.
You know,
we just talked about that,
Fable
didn't we?
Fable et al. Super Smash Bros.
Oh,
Online.
We just talked about No, we didn't.
Super Smash Brothers Online?
We were just talking about the iPad thing.
Yeah. But Osabari in the comments said, one of the many reasons I refuse to give Sony my money in any of the markets that they're in is they flat out lie out of their ass so much. PS3 has no kind of wireless hardware built in, neither does the Vita, to his knowledge, and it's limited to 802.11G, which is online. And just look at how... And he's the guy who opened me up to this. He said
subpar 802.
I have no idea what that means. So, just look at how awful the Vita's crossplay feature that lets you stream PS3 games is. For the small handful of games that you can even get to work, the latency is unbearable. Another issue is that you can't make games that use both the TV screen and the Vita screen, because the PS3 does not nearly have enough RAM to support dual video streams.
Huh.
So, I guess that's another point. No, it can't. Even if a person developed it and it had the lag, it can't handle it anyway. So, Sony's lying out of their butt.
Do you remember how, like, kind of mythical that PS3 processor was when it came out?
Oh, yeah, the, what do they call it?
Like, blue or...
No, it's got some name.
Yeah.
No, like Mitch always talks about it. Or... No, what's the PS3? Keep talking.
Everyone thought that it was, like, just this mythical piece of technology, like, state-of-the-art. And, I mean, it probably was.
Did it change how we played games at all? Games that we
played? I can't even remember what it's called. Like,
oh, it's already better than the PS3. My PS2, I mean the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
It's already on the Xbox 360, and there's so much more untapped potential for it to...
The cell processor.
Yeah, cell processor. God. Yeah.
Should have been called the Frieza processor.
No, it should have been called, like, you know, good processor, but not...
Doesn't actually change anything.
But don't get carried away.
Yeah, this is processor. The good processor, but don't get carried away processor.
Yeah.
So, how much memory does the Wii U have?
It's just flash memory. It's built in the... Like,
No, RAM. RAM.
Oh.
Guess. Price is Right rules.
4 meg.
4 MB?
Yeah.
I will give you a clue. The PS3 has 256 MB. So, it's not 4 MB.
I was guessing because, like, my Mac has, like, 4.
500.
No, your Mac has 4 GB, gigabytes.
Yeah, 400. Yeah, that's what I meant.
You think it has 400, how many? Megabytes?
I don't know.
Well, the PS3 has 256 megabytes.
Isn't it like a Sun?
Technically, that's 500 because it has 256 VRAM, which is video, and 256.
$1,000!
$1,000, Bob, and you say?
One
what?
One kilobyte.
The answer is, so the PS3 has a total of half of a gigabyte of total RAM.
Yeah.
The Wii U has 2 gigabytes, which doesn't seem like a lot, but if the PS3 can do what it does with half a gig, you know sort of the scale we're talking about. On a computer, you need like 4 to 8 gigs to do all these crazy things.
Yeah.
PS3 only needs half a gig. So the Wii U has 4 times the amount of memory, which is why it can do these things, and the PS piece of crap can't. So Sony is lying.
It's not a crap. I know you weren't implying it's crap, even though you said crap, I know, but... It's just honestly not as good as the PS1 or PS2 were.
Yeah, it's kind of bad, but what you going to do?
It as a Blu-ray player, but that's pretty much it.
It's a Blu-ray player, and it has the cell processor, Genji at launch, and Ridge Racer.
And that one guy who said he would teach you discipline.
Oh, who was that?
You want to look that up?
I don't think it was anything. I think it was just a guy who said, like, the PS3 will teach you discipline because you have to earn money to buy it or something like that.
Because it was $700. It was actually a made-up quote, but
it was $700?
No, it was $600. Oh. But I think the big model was $700.
I got it for $120.
Yeah, well.
I mean, you probably... Did you get, like, refurbished?
Yeah.
So. Okay. Discussion number 3. This was actually our very first discussion request from someone. Not a discussion so much, but it could lead somewhere.
What was the gentleman or gentlewoman's name?
I don't remember, and I was on Facebook, and I don't want to read their full name on the podcast, just in case. So,
well, yeah.
But you know who you are. He said, oh, and someone was like, give me a shout out, man. And I was like, I don't remember your name, but okay.
Shout out to...
Jermaine Wiggins.
I don't know if he's a fat guy.
No, that guy.
Bonus points to anybody who actually knows who Jermaine Wiggins is.
Bonus points. But he was like, can you discuss the Wii U's... Well, first of all, if the Wii U has an achievement system and what it's going to be like. So, anyone want to take a guess? Is the Wii U going to have an achievement system?
Yes.
Or it's don't we know? Or do we not know?
I thought we already did know that.
Yeah, I thought
It will?
Yeah.
The answer is we know that it won't. So I don't know where you guys are getting your information. No, Bill Trennan, who is... Oh, dude. Who's Bill Trennan?
He's a translator. Migo Mogo's
translator.
For Mergamogos.
Shut up, I'm tired.
Migo Mogo's translator.
Miyamoto's
translator. Yes, yeah, so Bill Trennan was talking to people, and he says, well, wait, the Wii U won't have what?
I thought it had, like, rewards or something.
The Wii U won't have a dedicated achievement system, but it will have Miiverse functionality. So technically, if you wanted to, you could implement Miiverse-type awards that connect to Miiverse if you wanted to.
Indeed.
Will people do it?
I don't know.
You said Nintendo games won't all do it. Will some? I don't know.
Maybe.
But the word on the street, you know, with all cool people on the street, is that it will not have any dedicated achievement system.
Okay, what? So I was wrong.
Despite rumblings, yeah. Which is good for me. I'm cool with that.
What was the name of the supposed... Is like the
accomplishments.
Oh, yeah. Accomplishments.
Terrible name. So, the answer to your thing is no. All right, what's the time for now?
Game!
Nope, you're wrong. Still wrong. Any guesses? It's a new segment you started up last week.
The Complaint Corner.
Woo, woo, woo. Did you listen to last podcast?
I did not.
I put in the siren song and it just went like too long. It's like, not like ridiculously long, but just a little bit too long.
Okay. Yeah, we'll keep it shorter this
and there
week.
And there was a lot of cool sound effects I put in. So.
It'll be a lot shorter this week.
It'll be a lot shorter this
week.
Is
it on iTunes yet?
Nope, I don't want to do that. It's too hard and I don't want to pay money. So, you want to give me $10 a month? I'll put it on iTunes.
It didn't cost money to put it on.
It used to not, and then all this stuff changed. Google changed their service. Apple changed the iTunes service.
Apple intentionally breaks iPhones.
Apple intentionally broke iTunes specifically because they knew we were starting a podcast and they didn't want us to put it on iTunes because they're jerks. So the Complaint Corner. I have one complaint.
Okay.
Does anyone else have any that you can think of? Or you want to think while I talk?
Yeah.
Okay, so my complaint, number one. Okay. Posted this on our Facebook. Actually got how many likes do you think I got? 70 people.
Oh, wow.
Most people were like, you got it, dude.
Wow.
I said, here's a thought. Next time somebody tells you that the Wii U doesn't have enough launch titles to warrant a purchase, remind them that the Nintendo 64 had how many launch titles?
Two.
Well, which were they?
Pilo Wings,
which was a
game.
And Mario 64.
Launch games?
For what?
N64.
Well, right now we're talking about the ones for N64. Because I'm saying, if somebody says the Wii U doesn't have enough launch games to warrant a purchase, remember that the N64, one of the top two most critically acclaimed consoles of all time, only had two.
It's not actually.
It's up there with PS2.
No, it's not. That's
in every poll I've ever read.
No, people actually say, like, the Super Nintendo and the PS2.
Who likes the Super Nintendo more than N64?
Honestly, like, people say the Super Nintendo.
Who?
Just look it up.
All right, new complaint.
Look it up.
People thinking the Super Nintendo is better than the N64.
New complaint.
They're dummies.
I don't think people are dumb as well.
Yeah, if you need a complaint, you have to say new complaint and raise your hand. Old complaint, back to the old complaint.
Okay.
So anyway, if you think that's not enough, remember the N64 had but two and went on to be one of the top two most critically acclaimed consoles of all time.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay. So, shut your mouth.
Okay.
Just because there's only 50 games coming out in the first five months.
Now that I think about it, people also... Like, people say the top three, this is very general, are the, in no order, like, PS2, Super Nintendo, and Nintendo, NES.
What? Who's talking about this? Everything I've ever read
Go look it up.
I will put a poll out on Nintendo Everything and ask them, because they're not biased. It's a good place to put out a poll, what's the best console. Well, I can at least see if they think N64 is better than SNES and NES. Which it is, and they think it is, so...
I mean, I probably actually think it is, too, even though... I mean, I certainly...
Where are you getting this from?
Getting what from?
His information.
What information?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, me, oh, my?
The internet,
where did you read this? I don't know.
IGN has a lot of people where the NES is the top system.
Yeah, but IGN always puts, like, Tetris in number one, or the original Mario, just because they do that stupid stuff, where it's like, oh, it was so impactful. Yeah, shut up. Okay, any other complaints?
I suppose that
Migamogo.
This isn't an actual complaint I have, but I did realize that what you brought up when you posted the thing on Facebook, I saw there was an ad for Mario 64. Ads aren't as cool as they were back
then. And I accidentally found that ad, and I was because it was like Dinosaurs Will Fly September 29th.
That's just so
because the N64 is coming out and it's super cool.
You're wrong if you don't think that's cooler.
Yep, you're wrong if you don't think that's cool.
You're
Do you
wrong.
Have any complaints about video games?
But that's not an actual complaint I would actually have thought of.
No.
Okay.
I mean, just because I'm waiting to write an article.
All right. And what's the time for now?
Game!
Our favorite game called Guess the Game with the media I give you.
That's right. I made that up.
Okay, so the media I give you this week is neither a title, neither a box art, neither a screenshot, but a piece of...
A piece of
promotional art for the game. Okay. It's a photograph of promotional art for this game.
Isn't there a Nickelback
If song? You want to photograph?
Yeah. Probably.
No, that's the pretend Nickelback song.
Oh, no,
the parody one?
That's a real one.
No.
Maybe, I don't know. Probably. They name all their songs like that. Like, no, Lullaby,
The parody is them singing that song, but they're like...
No, but it's
acting
actually,
it out.
No, because like in like yeah, in the actual Nickelback song is "This is where I went to school." Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, must be a great song. All right. If you're gonna play along this week, please open the link. Currently, you guys will probably do a lot better than Jack and Laura because you guys probably pay attention more than Jack and Laura. Even I pay attention and I would not guess this. So have a good time making up what game this goes to. Ready, set, go. What's it for? Don't look at URLs.
No, I'm looking at what the... Oh, it's hair.
Oh, the deep.
Okay, since there's a touch of hair popping out of his head, it looks like there's like a pot on the top of his head.
Yeah. And he guesses it's like a weird genre or something.
Is there like a beanie, the blue one, underneath that?
I don't know.
Is there significance to the fact that their heads...
It's kind of like a, he put a doily on his head. What country?
This is actually... It came out here 4 days ago. It did. It came out on the 3DS eShop.
Oh, it's probably It's probably like Microsoft Paint for DS, even though there already is that.
Okay, so you think it's a painting game?
Is it some kind of...
Painting game. That's my guess.
Arrowheart.
Maybe it's Game Boy Camera.
That kind of game?
No, but yeah, I'm guessing it's...
It's not MS first... Paint. Is it first party? I can't remember.
I'm guessing it is first party, because there's a slight Mario illusion in the red man.
Oh, yeah, it's true. And I saw screenshots of it. It kind of looks like a first party thing, but maybe not. I don't know.
All right,
so your genre, you're saying painting simulator? Yeah. Laura, what's your genre?
I'm thinking...
This is a nice picture.
That's a nice picture. The man in green looks very happy.
He does look really happy.
Excruciatingly happy to the point where it hurts.
Yeah.
So what's your genre?
Good God, I have no idea.
All right, I'll tell you the title, see if you can guess more. It's called The Denpa Men, They Came With the Waves, or something like that.
The Denpa Men?
D-E-N-P-A. The Denpa Men, They Came With the Waves.
The Denpa Men, They
Like,
came
as though
with
it's
the
like
waves.
Aliens who came.
Yeah. It's kind of like Pikmin.
It's not quite like They Came With the Waves, it's like They Came By Wave or something like that.
It's kind of like where outsiders
like,
come and...
Is it like a little adventure game?
I don't think it's an adventure game.
You're closer.
Is it like a children's game?
Oh, it's definitely not. It's not bloody or anything, but it's not like for babies, no. Like anyone.
They look like Teletubbies.
Yes, they do look like Teletubbies, but it's not like one of those kind of games. It's not like a children's education.
Well, I don't know. You play as these little aliens? Sorry, I was looking at the picture.
That's fine.
All
right, your last clue is that it uses the augmented reality of the 3DS.
Do you have to, like, find them?
You have to collect the...
Things on top of their head.
No.
Them.
The Denpa Men.
Yeah.
Who ride...
The
Denpa. It's kind of a weird title.
Do they ride the elements?
They ride the radio waves.
Judging it's on top of their head.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it's probably...
But, They came by the radio waves and they float around your city. So you have to go outside and you have to collect them, and then you use all the Denpa Men that you collect the Denpa Men in a sort of Pokemon Mystery Dungeon-esque RPG mixed with Pikmin but simplified. So you go out and you collect all the Denpa Men from outside. You bring them in. You say, "Hey, Denpa Men," put them in, and then you walk around a little dungeon and. And that's it. So
Jolly, actually.
It's everyone's kind of not everyone, but there are a lot of people who are like kind of excited for it, like making a big deal out of it. Like, hey, the Denpa Men are finally here. Like, I've never
like,
heard
what?
Of these before. But that's just how it is. Okay, good guesses, everybody. How did you guys do at home? Tell us.
And let's start the siren again.
Okay. Okay, it's time for our top 10 list. The top 10 list this week is your top 5
games that, when translated into movie form, would be really bad.
So, and who would play most game movies are horrifically bad, but they come from games that people would think would be, you know, kind of translate well, like Resident Evil. We're going to try and think of 5 movies that would translate into utterly... five games that would translate into utterly terrible movies, and we're going to attempt to cast them.
Yeah. In addition, this time we're going to be doing it kind of improv. We're going to try... We usually spend at least an hour and a half composing the list beforehand and kind of arguing over what placement should be where and who.
So we're going to try, instead of just reading off lists...
Yeah.
We're going to try and come up with it live so you can hear our thought process. All right, so the first one we came up with was...
The Dempo Men.
The Dempo Men, which we just talked about. So the Dempo Men, we'll figure that the three people we used are the three characters we have to cast.
Kind of, yeah, like kind of the
lead. I'm thinking Dempo Men. Will Smith. Because he kind of looks like Will Smith, as it turns out. Will Smith on the left would be the green.
The guy on the left could definitely be some, like...
There's a guy. I don't know who it is, but the blue Dempo Men can be Dempo Man. Would be
Andy Samberg.
Yeah, it could be Andy Samberg actually.
We'll say Andy.
So, and then in the middle,
could be a generic guy. Like, just say Ryan Reynolds to sell.
Matthew McConaughey. Let's do Ryan. So it's Will Smith, the Dempo Men, starring Will Smith, the Ryan Reynolds.
But there needs to be like a child that they all talk to.
I feel like it's a child movie.
So it's like Tooth Fairy starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, where they gather them and they sort of float around the child and help them out.
Yeah, in the cupboard.
So the Dempo Men are played by Will Smith, Ryan Reynolds, and Andy Samberg, and the kid will be Dwayne The Rock Johnson? Something like that. Would there be a good kid, like one of those kind of kids?
I can't think of any kids.
Well, we'll pretend like a child actor would be nowadays a grown up.
There's a lot of children actors.
All the ones I can think of are grown up.
Yeah, Macaulay Culkin's a kid actor. We'll just shorten
them. So that's one. What else would make a horrible movie? I was thinking Pikmin, but...
That's kind of like Dempo Men.
The Dempo Men is kind of like Pikmin, so let's not do that.
Another option would be Elijah Wood, actually, for the kid.
Or Tobey Maguire. I was watching the older Spider-Man, so much better. It's been on TBS, looping every 6 hours.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
Ooh, it's good. Anyway, it's so much better than the new one. How about. What would make a.
Star Fox.
Ooh, that'd make a weird movie, but you could do an okay, like, CG movie with Star Fox if you wanted.
Yeah, but are we talking real people movies now? Just
any kind of movie. I mean, I guess. No, let's stick with real people.
Because that would be awful. If it was real people.
Yeah, I guess it would. But what if they, like, adapted it and made it so they're humans instead of that? They could do that. It would just be like a space movie.
And their names would be just, like...
Muscle March? Muscle March would make a horrible movie. First of all, what would the plot be? And also Bruce Willis plays the main guy.
Bruce Willis, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
They'll get the cast of the Expendables 2 and put him in Muscle March.
And it's a horror movie like Saw, but not like gory like Saw, but like you just have to do that or you'll die. No, do you know what I'm talking about?
I'm thinking it should just be a movie kind of like the alternate version of Man on Fire, where it's actually just a man on fire for 2 hours. It'll just be, like, all the cast of the Expendables having to run through, like, one of those Japanese game show type things where the things come at them and they have to fit. So, like, Bruce Willis...
It could be kind of an avant-garde film in the fact that it's kind of filled in live actioning a little bit. It feels a little bit live actioning. Mm-hmm. But
Who did we settle on for the child actor of that one movie? Tobey Maguire?
Yeah, we'll say Tobey Maguire. Okay, what if one were to cast a Max Payne movie? We can't talk about that because it's not Nintendo.
Isn't there already a Max Payne movie?
Is there?
I think so. Huh. Why would that be a bad movie, first of all? It's got a killer story.
I'm saying, like, I don't know. Yeah, forget that.
Alright, what about... We know Mario would make a terrible movie because they already tried it.
Yeah, because it already was a terrible movie.
Monster Hunter would make a pretty bad movie. Well, no, you can make like a fantasy adventure out of Monster Hunter.
Somebody can make a really bad like fan fiction-y Kingdom Hearts movie.
You could do that.
What about a Final Fantasy movie?
I already did that.
No, but it's not
live action Final Fantasy movie. Yeah. Just Dance the movie. That'd be nice. It would just be like Up to the Streets or whatever though.
Yeah.
It would be called Just Dance. What games have we played that are just not Fractured Soul the movie? Like, guys trying to run on platforms doing sci-fi. Wow, there really aren't too many games that would make horrible movies.
Yeah. I can't
That's
think
weird. Right.
Phoenix Wright would probably be horrible.
They did one, and it was good.
Kidding, yeah, it
was nice. They did a movie?
Yeah, it's a Japanese one, and won a lot of awards.
What?
Yeah, it's coming here eventually. I mean, it's not going to get translated, but it's got subtitles, so... Yeah,
with real people?
Yeah, real. They're all Japanese, but it's got rave reviews. They say it's actually one of the probably the best video game adaptation
ever?
Into a movie ever. So
the Doom movie with the Rock.
Even better than the Doom movie with the Rock. So, golly, what else are we? Golly, no one says golly anymore. What else are we gonna put on this list? Come on, you guys think.
Shadow of the Colossus.
I think they were talking about making a Shadow of the Colossus movie actually. No. So, we're going to say no to that.
All
right, let's think NES games. Because those tend to be, like, Bubble Bobble.
Bubble Bobble. Oh, Kid of Buoyant's
Bob. That can be cute, though.
Buoyant's Bob would be like a...
Same kind of
thing. What's that guy who makes a Miyazaki film?
Yeah, it'd be
so you can't do that. I was thinking, like, what's that game called with the two... It had to be two players. You know what I mean? Action 52. That would be a terrible movie. But it'd be hard to cast.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll come back to that if we can't think of anything. But, Doctor something? What was that game?
Mario.
No. Oh, Gyromite.
Gyromite
would make a horrible... Yeah. Who would play the Doctor in Gyromite?
Doctor.
So the plot of Gyromite is Doctor is locked in a lab and he has to escape. But there's, like, nothing else. It's just, like, he doesn't say anything. He just, like, has to frantically escape. Jeremiah, who plays the Doctor?
Who was the guy that played the old guy? He's probably dead, though, now. Who's the guy that played the older gentleman in Back to the Future? The movie
no, he's not dead.
No,
he's still around.
Christopher Lloyd is not dead.
I've never seen the movie.
But, before. No, that's a fair assumption because he looked really old in Back to the Future, and that was, like, 35 years ago. He just grayed really early, so.
Well, he looks about the same.
He looks exactly the same.
He's one of those people like Sean Connery.
Yeah, so Chris Lloyd.
And that's it. He's just a one-man movie. And in fact, he films a Cloverfield style, so he has to film himself running out of the lot.
It'd be kind of like those really cool one-man plays.
Yeah, it would be just like that.
One-man movie.
All right, what would... Two more. Come on, you guys. One more if we get bored and we want to pick Action 52.
Yeah.
How about...
See, No More Heroes 2 would be a good movie.
It would just be a good... Yeah, I'm just thinking. I'm like, that can make a good movie. That can make a good movie. Elite Beat Agents would make a pretty cool movie.
Yeah, no, that'd be a good movie.
Nice movie. It'd
be a musical, actually.
A Theater Rhythm Final Fantasy. That'd make a great movie.
I guess.
What's
Brain
the
Age.
Plot? That would be a terrible movie.
I mean, we could construct a plot for, like the doctor is actually, like, evil secretly and he's trying to,
well,
like,
that's why Demon Training is coming out. All right, sure, let's do it. But the problem is Brain Edge is Dr. Kawashima just plays.
Yeah.
That's how it is,
We'll not count that.
Rampage,
the movie?
Yes, that's perfect. Okay. It would be, like, a really terrible...
Mario Party.
Like, action movie.
Yeah, where the entire
Scribble
movie is one scene.
That Scribblenauts would kind of be a fun movie.
But starring, starring Ben Affleck, Bruce Willis,
and Nicolas Cage.
Bruce Willis, Nicolas Cage, and John Cusack.
Yeah, who's the greatest actor of all time? Nicolas Cage.
Didn't they do a Street Fighter movie?
They did. That was also one of the worst movies.
There has to be a girl in the Rampage movie to get captured.
Yeah, there's who's alive?
Amy Lee from Evanescence. I don't know.
She's not an actress.
She's not.
We will say, let me think, who is, like, Charlize Theron.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. Because she's not the damsel in distress type at all.
Yeah.
So it'd be good to cast her.
She's actually a really good actress.
No, she is, but that I'm saying she normally plays parts that are, like, good parts as opposed to just parts.
Or crazy where she kills people parts.
Yeah, but they're serious parts, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not like, you know, Bruce Willis, Ben Affleck, and Bruce Cage movies.
Yeah.
Right.
Ben Affleck is a serious actor.
Not
He's never been in a movie like Chasing Amy before.
Who? What's Chasing Amy?
He was the actor in Chasing Amy.
What's Chasing Amy?
Is it a serious movie?
Yeah.
No, it's a Kevin Smith movie. It's like, you know, it's that.
It's like his
Well, all I know is he was in that, like, Armageddon movie with, was he in the one with Bruce Willis? I think that's why I paired them together.
He was in Pearl Harbor with Josh Hartnett.
Yeah, so he's definitely,
wasn't he?
Junior.
He's definitely not a serious actor.
No, he actually is, though, because he's done some serious work.
What?
Wasn't he up for an Oscar?
What has he done? The town? Oh, that's not serious.
No.
Oh, is it the village?
No. The town was a good movie.
No, actually. He was in like Amnesia. He was. I think he was up for an Oscar. Or I'm sure he
was, because he was in. Wasn't he in that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio about the math janitor who learns math?
Science.
No. Goodwill Hunting?
Goodwill Hunting, yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio's not in that.
Whoever plays
it's
that
Matt
guy.
It's Matt Damon and Robin Williams.
No, but isn't Ben Affleck plays like his brother or something?
Yeah, Ben Affleck is in that.
Yeah, so
who
that's...
Who killed Gilbert Grape?
I want to see that movie. That's the sequel to what? What's Eating Gilbert Grape? No. Who killed Gilbert Grape?
Poor Gifford.
Oh, man.
No, Leonardo DiCaprio did a good job.
Oh, man.
Brad Pitt was good, too.
Wasn't that? Oh, yeah, they were both in it. That would be... I want to see who killed Gilbert Grape really badly. Okay, last one, you guys.
Nintendo,
the movie. Wii Sports, the movie.
Actually, you could kind of...
Wii Sports was
kind of a THX-1038 type movie with the Wii line.
Wii Fit. That evil lady.
Yeah, I don't know. Or just kind of the...
You know what would make a good movie? Portal. No, it wouldn't. Half-Life would make a good movie.
Yeah. Metal Gear Solid is a movie.
Is basically. It? Oh, yeah. With a 70-year-old man in it.
It's 95,
actually. 95 or something. Something really old. Come on, you guys. Last one.
But I'm running out of...
Game and Watch. Completely out of Game and Watch. Yeah. All right, sure. Game and Watch. Who plays Mr. Game and Watch?
Ice Cube.
Yeah, that's a good one. And who plays the evil fireman who tries to kill Mr. Game and Watch? Yeah, no, haven't you ever played Game and Watch?
Yeah, I guess.
No, I guess in a movie, the concept of a fireman trying to kill someone. Yeah.
Well, he's like a corrupted fireman.
Who played...
yeah, but he tries to kill
corrupt cops.
Who played Mr.
Yeah,
who played
exactly.
Mr. Anderson in...
Oh my god, the guy from... he's also in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I don't know his name.
No, he was the elf. Yeah,
yeah, the elf king. Yeah. Okay, so...
The elf king.
Coming soon to theaters, we have three movies.
Three movies?
Five.
I thought it was...
Five movies. The Denver Men, starring Will Smith, Ryan Reynolds, Andy Samberg, and Tobey Maguire.
Yep.
As Muscle March, starring the cast of Expendables 2 plus John Cena. Gyromite, starring Christopher Lloyd. Rampage, starring Ben Affleck, Bruce Willis, Nicolas Cage, John Cusack, and Charlize Theron. And Game & Watch, starring Ice Cube and whoever played Mr. Anderson from The Matrix. Oh, I
Maybe
really like that a lot.
Reeves,
so
because Keanu Reeves is another great actor.
Yeah, but I mean, that's you can't have two Matrix actors in one place. That's,
well, why? They do that a lot.
I feel bad for leaving Keanu out. You know, we have...
Yeah, that's true. Throw Keanu in, like... Put Keanu in the Dempaman.
Yeah.
He can be the... Instead of Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, instead of Ryan Reynolds. He can replace Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, I would really like to see these movies made. Okay, that's all for our list today. If you have any questions, let us know. We're sorry the list was kind of silly. But, I mean, if we're going to do a list every single week for the next infinite number of podcasts, we're going to get some bad lists. So.
Yeah, but you can give us ideas.
Hey, yeah, if you got ideas... Do it, because...
That- better than this.
Yeah, if you got list ideas, make them happen. Let us know about things. You can download it. Not iTunes yet, because A, we're not at episode 10, and B, it's expensive. That's everything. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
See you guys.
Bye. Bye-bye.